You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman here on WCDB Albany. I've got the greatest guest ever on the show, Weird Al Yankovic. How's it going, Al?
That is too much to live up to. How am I going to follow that?
I don't know. I think whatever
the pressure,
you do.
The pressure is killing me, man.
You know, I've interviewed Bermuda, Jim, Ruben, and Steve, so I think it's about time we do this interview.
You got to complete the whole collection.
That's right.
Here we
the
go.
Collector set. All right. So my sources tell me that a couple of years ago, you were on a songwriting retreat, and you wrote your first serious song in 15 years. Is there any chance we're going to hear that?
I don't know. it's up to the Hansons, I guess. I mean, it wasn't a song that I wrote by myself. I was just part of a songwriting brain trust. So it was like me and Taylor and a couple other people just kind of throwing out ideas.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, you know, I honestly, I don't even remember what the song was, but the whole experience was a whole lot of fun. I mean, you know, if Taylor Hanson ever invites you to a songwriting retreat, I highly recommend it.
Okay. Now, is it tough, though? Like, could you sit down and write a song and not have it be humorous or funny in any way?
It kind of is, because that's not really how my brain works. I mean, if for whatever reason, my brain just kind of naturally twists things
right.
into odd shapes. yeah, I mean, it's kind of a different part of my brain to try to write, you know, a standard kind of pop song. I wasn't used to that.
Now, I know Ruben's 20-year anniversary is coming up. Is there anything planned for that?
No, not as such. I mean, we should, now that you mentioned, we should figure out when that day is, because I don't know off the top of my head when that would be. So yeah, we should definitely, you know, have some kind of major celebration for that.
He said he's nervous he's going to get tar and feathered again.
Well, that's one of the options, certainly, yes.
So if someone was either going to buy the Comedy Central special or Alpocalypse HD, which one should they go for?
If you're on a limited budget, I would say probably, it depends. If they already have the Alpocalypse Deluxe Edition of the album, that means that they have 10 of the videos already in the standard definition format. So if they do, then I would certainly highly recommend getting this Comedy Central special, because that means that you have the full concert show plus the Perform This Way and Polka Face videos and other stuff. So I think if you're only going to get one at that point, go for the concert special.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get both. So.
Okay.
So now I'm just curious, does your daughter understand just the like level of your fame? Does she understand that concept?
Well, more or less. I mean, you know, she's been with me many times in public when people were approaching me and interacting with me, and she understands, I think, as much as she can, you know, what my life is like. And she, you know, she's very grounded and down to earth, and I don't think she's terribly affected by it in a negative way. I mean, she understands it. You know, she's got friends who have, famous parents, and it's just sort of like, you know, okay, this is what daddy does for a living, and you know, that's how it works.
Right. Does she come on tour with you sometimes?
Well, every now and then. I mean, my wife and I have a plan that we try not to go more than 2 weeks without seeing each other.
Okay.
So even when the tours are long, and if I can't, fly back to L.A. for a day or two, they will fly out on the road with me. So either a weekend or, you know, we try not to take my daughter out of school, but, you know, whatever makes the most sense, we have them come out for, you know, just a kind of a day or two to just kind of touch base and reconnect. And, you know, because I talk to them every day, and I see them, you know, on Skype and FaceTime, but it's not quite the same thing as being there.
Do you go to, like, PTA meetings or have her friends over? Do their parents just fawn over you?
Not as such. I mean, you know, I live in L.A., and you know, it's not, like, so bizarre to see a celebrity. And a lot of, you know, the people that go to my daughter's school are, yeah, you know, successful or famous, or, you know, it's not like people lose their minds.
Right.
So, I wouldn't say it's normal, but it's certainly not that unusual.
Now, you always record songs before you test them out on stage?
Generally. I mean, there might be an exception to that, but yeah, usually I would record it first before I would play it live.
Does that ever create, like, a problem, like you wish that you could change something or go back?
Well, on occasion, I mean, you know, if a year after we've been playing in concert, usually the band is so relaxed and we've improved it a little bit, or we're more comfortable playing it, and probably if we were to go back and record it again, it probably would sound better than the original version. But you know, that's not an option at that point. But that's, you know, that is something that I have to deal with, because a lot of times,
right,
you know, the first time I'll ever play something live will be like on the Tonight Show, you know, which was the case with White and Nerdy. I think that was the first time we ever played the song live, was
wow,
you know, in front of millions of people. And it would have been nice if, you know, if we'd done that at the end of a tour after we'd
right,
kind of gotten really comfortable playing
right,
it. But, you know, a lot of times that's just not the way it needs to work out.
Mm-hmm. Do you like tofurkey?
Yeah, I like it okay. I mean, I'm vegetarian, so for Thanksgiving, that would probably be my meal of choice.
Okay. I think it's pretty good. I like it.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So now with the animated videos, how much like influence do you have on that? Or do you just give it to the artist and let them do it?
It depends. Generally, I have very little influence on that.
And I
have as much as they want me to have. I always offer my support and say, you know, I'll be as involved as you want me to be. But basically, these animators are people that I trust completely.
Yeah.
That's why I hired them. They're also, you know, I'm not paying them top dollar. They understand that, you know, the record industry has crashed and we're on a limited budget. So part of the reason that they, you know, do it for below their normal rate is that I give them complete creative control. I let them, you know, basically do what they want. And, you know, if I were paying them their top dollar, I'd be probably a lot more actively involved. But, you know, part of what they get for that is that, you know, I leave them alone. And so, sometimes, like I said, sometimes they welcome guidance and they run things by me and I help them storyboard. And other times it's literally, here's the song, let me know when it's done.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you're going to go back and animate some of the past original songs that you have?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know really why I would do that at this point. Mostly I just try to concentrate on my current stuff, just because that's what we're trying to promote right now. And I certainly wouldn't have any objection to doing that, but there's just really not money in the budget to go back and start doing back catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly welcome any fans that want to do their own animated videos to put them out there, and I always love seeing those.
Cool. I know we have to wrap up. I'm just wondering, how many interviews do you have to do a week? Is it tiring?
No, not so bad. I mean, I try to save my voice when I'm not on stage, so I just try not to do too much. But and it varies, obviously, from week to week. When I'm not on the road or mm-hmm. promoting something, I generally don't do interviews at all. But, you know, I can't even give you a good estimate of an average. I mean,
yeah,
it really, every day is different.
Is there one question that you just always get?
Yeah, the one question that I always get is, what question do you always get?
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy.
It's a never-ending cycle, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Al, thank you so much for calling in. This is quite an honor to have you on the show.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Great. Well, I'll see you in Albany. Very
Sounds
excited.
Good. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Right, thanks. Bye.